This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, Bradley Dean, yours truly. We thank you very much for joining us today. And without further ado, folks, I want to jump into this because there's much to cover, especially with what's going on in this country. Keep in mind, Isaiah 10 tells us that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And it also tells us that we are to, by the power of the Holy Ghost, open men's eyes. It's his job to do that, but we're to preach it. Open men's eyes to turn them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance. So we also know in John 16, it tells us that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So let's use his word in process to open the eyes of men that they might turn, that he might do a work and convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Acts 20, verse 21, that they might repent towards God and put their faith in Jesus Christ. But let's go to what the Word of God applies and what is made applicable today concerning the topics of the day. Because again, friends, keep in mind that everything that's being thrown on you, for the most part, is a lie. We have been told, and I brought this up last week, we had a caller or was it a personal phone call when we were off air. He'd actually call us and said, well, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? There is no other options. And I said, well, who told you that there was no other option? So what I did is I dug in, and I knew what I was going to find. I didn't know in great specificity, but I knew exactly what we were going to get to. We were going to get to that pith and marrow of what needed to be broken open concerning that can of truth, per se. And what I did is I did a little homework, and what I found is exactly what I was looking for. And I'm going to share that with you even today. And I'm going to give you a little salt to put on the end of your tongue. Keep in mind, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Whenever the people need a hero, we will supply him with one. I want you to keep in mind who said this. His name was Albert Pike. I'm not going to get into all this masonry, friends, but this individual was a devil worshiper. Literally, he was a 33rd degree Mason, such as them that are conspired and unified in alliance with the covenant of hell, which will be disannulled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But what's interesting to note about that, folks, many of the people in which you complain today about are Masons. Again, I'm not going there today. I'm just exposing the devils and their doctrines. He said that whenever the people need a hero, we will supply him with one. It's called controlled opposition. Well, Bradley, I don't understand exactly what you're saying right now. Well, let me give it to you this way. It was also another individual by the name of Vladimir Lenin, who was a revolutionary under none other than Joseph Stalin, the mass murderer himself. He was the one that said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it. Now, controlled opposition, friends, for those that do not know, controlled opposition is what's taking place in your country. Let's put up Donald against Hillary Clinton. Let's control the opposition. It's like that of politics. Let's create parties to divide them one against another. And what we'll do at the end of the opposition is we'll bring forth a political fruit or corruption in these particular situations as to the direction that we want to take this country, namely the propaganda. So, going back, controlled opposition is when a deliberate attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to an existing power base or to obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. Some protest movements are actually being led by government or corporate agents. By the way, folks, I'm reading off the definition of controlled opposition. Now, again, one more time, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Vladimir Lenin. And keep in mind, again, friends, what this joker said, Albert Pike, a 33rd degree Mason, he said, whenever the people need a hero, what does America need today, friends? They need a hero. Whenever the people need a hero, we will supply them with one. But I want you to keep this in mind before we get rocking on this topic. Keep in mind that the hero that they pick, okay, the person that they send, will not oppose the establishment or their forward progress concerning their propaganda. They will go along to get along through the opposition that's been given. A prime example, when you see debates between two political figures, they never talk about substantive topics. They never talk about what really needs to be talked about. They never cover issues. As a matter of fact, a lot of the political debates, presidential, senatorial, whatever the case, representatives, oftentimes when they're going back and forth concerning debate, they're not even talking about that which has constitutionally been given unto them through delegation from the American people in the first place. In other words, it's unconstitutional and it's unlawful. Another example is none other than Obamacare. It's a clear violation, folks. It's socialism. It's communism. Obamacare is nothing but giving power over to the state, once again, to a dictatorial or a totalitarian government. It's unconstitutional. Why is it that the modern conservatives and the professed Christians of the day are caught up concerning the earmarks of what's inside Obamacare? Folks, when in fact they're talking about the branches rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree, because those that represent we the people have never been given the delegation to bring forth that which is unconstitutional in the first place. So therefore, why are they talking about it? That is a political debate right there. That's a political debate. When you went to the Dog and Pony Show just a couple weeks ago, folks, concerning Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what were the topics? What were they that they were talking about that was constitutional? Many people have accused Donald Trump of not even knowing the Constitution. And concerning the talk and what we've heard concerning his rhetoric, folks, for the most part, he doesn't. Talking about Hillary Clinton, she's a criminal. You already know that she's a criminal. So what are we talking about here, friends? Do we have a choice? Is there other options? Or is this all controlled opposition? Now, keep in mind, I didn't say it. Albert Pike said it. This is history. This is what's going on in your country today. Whenever the people need a hero, we will supply him with one, said Albert Pike. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves, to create the opposition so we get the political outcome that we need. And folks, one more time, keep in mind, they will not send someone that will oppose them or stop their forward progress. So that will help you define and discern what controlled opposition is and who the operatives and agents are. We're going to come right back and talk about this. I love this topic. Folks, again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Amen.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Here, let me say it this way. B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. Bradley Dean double E. Just making sure that you don't spell it with an E-Y. It's L-E-E. Bradley Dean on Facebook, or you can go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Love hearing from you, my friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1 and John 14:6, because we understand that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. And as Andrew Jackson, to bring about the correlation, as with George Washington, Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And George Washington said through his farewell address, which virtually every student in this country all the way up until 1962 read before he graduated, he said that religion, Christianity, under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, so on and so forth, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And we can see what's going on today in this country, folks, is you have corruption within the church and within government that are attempting to tear away at those pillars. And in government, they're attempting to, well, both ways, folks, they're attempting to tear down the Word of God in the church to recreate it in their own devilish carnal image, reprobates. And then when we look at corruption in government, what do we see? We see those that are attempting to tear down the Constitution of the United States of America in an attempt to recreate it in their own devilish image. And so, folks, we're dealing with it in the church first and foremost, which is the responsibility of what's going on in government, because you understand that government, again, friends, is a reflection of who we are in this country. There is not lines between church and state. If you're looking for that, you can move to Russia. It's found in Article 52 of the USSR. Okay? Keep in mind, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So if you complain about corruption in the government or in the church, keep in mind, you are tolerating that corruption. So don't complain about what you tolerate. Aside of that, folks, we are talking about controlled opposition. No other options? Well, we're told this all the time. Someone called and said, Bradley, you know, what are we supposed to do? You're capping on the two that have been spoon-fed to us. Exactly, spoon-fed to you. And who gave you those two establishment options, friends? The establishment in which you complain about. Read Judges 6. There is the resolve. There's the answers in which you're looking for. Controlled opposition. No other options? America, is that what you're saying? There's no other options? 53 countries that are listening, are you saying that there's no other options concerning those that are supposed to represent your prospective countries? I mean, come on. That's ridiculous, folks. Two? I'm going to get to this in just a moment. I want to ask you a question. Who told you that? Again, we're talking about controlled opposition. Albert Pike said, whenever the people need a hero, we will supply them with one. And keep in mind, when they supply you with the hero that you so desire, oh, you got a bad one on the left side and you got a good one on the right. Which one do you suppose the people are going to choose? I mean, a little common sense comes into play here. Keep in mind, they will never send, concerning that hero that they will supply, they will never send a hero that will oppose them that sent him. Nor will they ever oppose forward progress concerning the agenda. That's exactly what's happening in front of your faces on a 24/7 basis. And both the conservatives and the leftists, the liberals as you would call them, are playing into the hand. Because keep in mind, six corporations own the media. They're controlled on both sides, friends. So again, there you have controlled media that's owned and operated and literally controlled and manipulated by the propagandists on a global scale. That is a fact. So what do you think is happening? Do you really believe that it isn't controlled opposition? Here, let me say this. When a friend of the ministry ran for the Constitution Party in 2004, he was asked by a reporter why no one had heard of him. He only got 1 million votes in the United States of America. He then replied with, they don't want you to know about me. They don't want you to know about me. There's a media blackout concerning your other options. Why is that? Because it doesn't fit the narrative by those that are controlling the opposition. He said, they don't want you to know about me. Why? It's because he's not an establishment guy concerning the Constitutional Party in 2004, the presidential candidate. He wasn't a part of the go-along and get-along crowd. He was opposing the forward push concerning the global agenda, which is in full play today. As a matter of fact, if you remember correctly, back in 2008, America, there were 13 candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America, yet you were told of only two candidates, both as corrupt can be. The very definition and exhibition of who they are by the fruit that you judge them by were nothing but corruption from the top of both of their heads to the soles of both of their feet. The foreign agent in the People's White House, Barack Hussein Obama. And who was the other one? 2008, friends? Come on, you can say it. Yep, I hear your answer back. Songbird John McCain. Were those really the people's picks? No. And during that cycle in 2008, I want you to think about this. You heard of two candidates. And during that cycle in 2008, did you know the population of the United States of America back in 2008 was 312, 511, 424 people. 312 million people. 312 million people in this country, and most people didn't know that there were 13 other options. The American people were drinking the Kool-Aid big time because the American people failed to pull the curtain back on the establishment concerning the controlled opposition during that particular cycle. And it's happening today all the more. And furthermore, before getting excited about your favorite candidate, remember again what Vladimir Lenin stated. He said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now keep in mind, let me go back, I'm making a point again. Whenever the people need a hero, that's what America's looking for. Just forget about Adolf Hitler. Just forget about Mussolini. Just forget about Mao Zedong. Just forget about Joseph Stalin. Just forget about Pol Pot. Just forget about Idi Amin. Just forget about any other dictator in the past, folks, because they always put themselves up to be the heroes just in time. But notice, without fail, these heroes that the people replace with the God of Israel and Jesus Christ always look to dictate the people. And that's exactly what's happening today. It's exactly what's happening today. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Folks, they will not send that hero that will oppose them. No, folks, you are now accepting today through the likes of a Donald Trump, friends, and others, which you condemned only 6 years ago. And furthermore, law still condemns that which you've accepted in the likes of a Donald Trump. And the reason you accept it is because you love your golden idol in Donald Trump more than you love the Christ. Because if you did, you would be taking the Bible into the voting booth, and that's exactly how you'd be voting according to the dictates of the Word of God. Well, some say, well, Bradley, this isn't a theocracy. Oh, let me tell you something, friends. Every government is a theocracy. But I want to put it this way, put it real simply for you. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And you're seeing the bayonet on the horizon even today. We're going to take Tom from Baltimore again. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
How are you, Brad? I'm not going to interrupt your, flow, but I want to try to focus on what you're getting at so I can follow along a little bit better and maybe other people can as well. Being completely pragmatic here, I posed to you last week about the confidential informant and how in law enforcement we would oftentimes use them to great benefit. And these were compromised people, of course. Now, as we're coming down to the wire, I agree with everything that you're saying. Clearly, we have not done what we need to do in order to get a prime-time candidate in there. Like I told you before, I thought Carson would have fit the bill. However, we have what we have. There's no third-party or fourth-party candidate at this point that is ever going to make it. So we've got two choices. And if I can if I can elaborate on that when we come back, I'll wrap
yes.
it up quick.
Yes, I'll do that for you, Tom. Hold up a minute, folks. I want everybody to understand what I'm saying, especially Tom right now. This isn't theatrical. I'm not talking about what isn't right in front of our faces. This is founded as to what we see with our eyes. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Theoretical. This isn't theoretical. It is practical. It is sensible. This is down to earth. What's interesting about what I'm talking about, controlled opposition, people always reach to what's not there to try to justify their stance. And yet I got Tom on line with me right now. Tom, you there? I'm talking about being pragmatic. And being pragmatic is go ahead, Tom. I'll let you take over.
Well, I think it's prudent at this point. Let's take a real life situation that I was involved in a number of times. In a special investigations unit, you have a group of detectives, usually about 15 strong. At a weekly meeting, we get together and talk about what we're working on, what tips we've gotten, what maybe came down from the brass that we have to pay attention to. Okay, let's apply that to what we're dealing with now. We're down to the wire. And one of my detectives says to me, listen, we got this information from CompStat this week. That's when many organizations get together and look at the computer stats. And we also got a tip, several tips, that this drug organization is going to move on this other drug organization. We have no embedded undercover police anywhere in any of the organizations or any of the adjoining organizations. So that's out of the question. That would be ideal, of course. We have no experienced confidential informants. Our boy Johnny, he's in jail, and he would be ideal, but we can't get him out because a federal judge said no. So We cannot sit around for the next 37 days or 56 days when we have this window that we're told this move is going to happen. It's going to be violent. People are going to die, more than likely. It's going to be a bad situation. And so what do we do? We've got no chance of getting, again, the undercover cop in there. We've got no experienced CIs. However, we do have Tyrone. We all know Tyrone. He's done CI work for us before. He's a little sketchy, and we think maybe he's working for a third organization who maybe is involved with law enforcement, because let's face it, we've got bad cops. So we don't know if we can really trust Tyrone, but... Do you think Tyrone is our best shot? Tyrone Truney. Let's say that's his name. Kind of close to Trump. What do we do? We take a vote and we say, look, we've got to use Tyrone. However, we're going to use Tyrone in this way. We're going to put him in there, but we're going to give him limited information. We're going to surveil the people we think he might be conspiring with. But he's our best shot. We don't want Judy Jones, because Judy Jones, she might take over both the gangs, because she's got some extra oomph and power behind her, and she's bucking to get to the top. You know who Judy Jones is in this example.
So no, I want to interject, though. Hang on, Tom. This is really good what you're saying, and you're kind of rolling it out as I'm hoping that you're going to say it. Now, let me interject this. The CIA has controllers. And when the crime is committed, they always render themselves innocent of any affiliation to the crime that they themselves are responsible for. They're called controllers for the very reason that they are controlling people that are being used to propagate what? Their agenda.
Absolutely.
And who wins every single time? The controllers.
No, they don't. They don't. Listen, we have a saying in local law enforcement, and it's true throughout all law enforcement, anywhere. Ask anyone. The uniform rules of the day. We're going to have our detectives in place, but we're also going to have uniforms acting as though they're doing their regular patrols, but they're going to be watching too. And if anything funny goes on, they're going to be quick on the trigger. This has happened before. That doesn't happen often.
Okay, now take that to the mass. Are you talking about the mob concerning the establishment that we're complaining about?
Sometimes the person that you think might be controlling, you don't know whether they're coming from outside or inside. Sometimes they're coming from inside, and sometimes we kill them. Because they have to be killed, and legally, of course, if they present with a weapon and our uniforms are there, the uniform rules the day. Now, I don't mean to take this too far afield. However, what I'm saying is there are ways to cover your bases. And no, the opposition does not always win. Usually they do. However, if you have a concerted effort and you're really gunning hard and doing things right and you've got all your bases covered, you can pull something like that off at the last minute. And my thinking is this, Brad, and I'll leave you with this thought, and hopefully some of the callers will give you their opinions as well, and I'm really interested in what you think about it. I think we're down to the wire. I think our choice of the two is clear. Again, it's not ideal. However, I don't think, and if you were in my crew and said, listen, they're both terrible. Judy Jones, no. Tyrone, no. Damn it, we should have had these other people in place. Now, you know that wouldn't fly, Brad. We would say, Brad, you're right. And we're going to try to do it next time. However, Brad, we're not going to let these people die, and we've got to make a choice. Get on board, pal. And you would, of course.
Okay, now you said a lot. Hang on, don't hang up yet. There is, in fact, we've seen assassination after assassination. We've seen mob overthrow, and usually when you see mob overthrow, it's a bigger mob head that wants to overtake it. But in fact, it's interesting to note how the government knows how all this is being played out. We've seen Operation Red Wing. We've seen Extortion 17. And the reason I'm saying that is there is controlled opposition. I want to lay to your candor real quick. How is it that the controlled opposition doesn't win? And I'm saying this, if the American people in this country would realize there are controllers to bring about the results that they're looking for today, which I am laying to your feet today, America, to point the finger and say, this is in fact what is going on. How is it that they, the controlled opposition, loses? Outside of the fact the American people catch on to it and actually deal with them, which in fact, controlled opposition already knows that the American people aren't going to deal with them in the first place. That's why they do the things that they do. But my question is, Tom, how is it that the controlled opposition does not win?
Real life, this is how I've always seen it happen. Oftentimes, they're not caught. When they are, and there are times when they are caught, when I've seen it happen, it's a target that we've known has been law enforcement. And we get them when they get lazy. Usually it's years later, and they slip up. They get greedy. They don't quit.
Yeah.
And they slip up, and we get them. And I'm thinking of one person in particular right now who was a drug agent, and we got her. We got her in the end.
Okay. Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, they've been in operation for a great many years. They have, like you said, they're going to slip up. They've slipped up how many times? Hundreds of times. Yet they're still there. Who's protecting the Clintons? Who's protecting Barack Hussein Obama?
The same people that were protecting this drug agent, and we were picking them off little by little. We never could make the connections, but we knew she was dirty. She got slowly cut off. She got put in another assignment. However, we still were watching her, and eventually, when she got comfortable, we got her.
Okay, so then again, going back, there was someone that was in control concerning.
He was a boss.
Okay. Well, don't you prove my point here, Tom? I mean, that's what I'm going for. How is it that the controlled opposition loses the day? Because how many administrations have been...
I just told you. We were aware of it, and we got together, and we kept information out of the system. We kept it to ourselves, and that's how we got to listen. And that's how this is going to have to be done. Certainly, we knew it was a long shot. However, even when we were doing other things, we always had that in the back of our mind, and we talked about it from time to time in closed settings, and we kept it going. And I think at this point, people are starting to catch on. Like I said, they get lazy, they slip up.
Man.
That's just human nature. She's slipping up now. Little things are coming out. So, again, is it a long shot? Absolutely. But, again, do we want Judy Jones in there who knows really how to manipulate the situation? With this drug agent, we were able to manipulate things in such a way that we got her out of that position of power of being a boss and put her somewhere where she really wasn't affecting and couldn't really keep an ear to the ground as to what we were doing. And that's what I think we need to do with Hillary Clinton. Let's get the guy who's, you know, not familiar with this system in there. And even though he's going to have handlers, it's going to be easier to deal with the two of them. Because I'm sure she's going to have her hands in the mix.
Okay, so in taking the lesser of two evils then, let me ask this, and Tom, I really have to jump to the next point here, but in saying that, so of the lesser of two evils, which one of them isn't controlled?
I think both of them are. We have to look at who is the better target right now. That's how you do a real-life operation like that, and that's how you better your chances of winning. With coming down to the wire, Brad, we've got to get on board with supporting one candidate. And you know Trump is the easier target. Let's look at him that way. If I call him a great guy, we can call him an easier target and a better chance for us to succeed at what we know this nation needs. So let's get on board.
Okay, so but going back though, Tom, are you agreeing to the fact that they're both controlled? Are you agreeing that they're both set in place by the establishment that everybody's complaining about? Or are you saying that Donald Trump is really there on his own dime?
We don't know for sure about him. That's where we have to look at this. With her, I think we can say quite certainly she's got a pretty good, strong organization behind her. Let's get her out of that position of being boss. Let's deal with this other guy and see what we got. And I think we got an easier target.
Okay, so what I'm saying is whenever the people need a hero, we supply him. That's what we're saying.
We have to be the heroes. They're not the heroes. They're the tool.
That's right, but the American people don't realize that they're the law. And my point is this controlled opposition? To me, there's no question about it. I'm going to finish this next segment up, coming up on the other end here, folks. Final segment coming up. Thank you, Tom from Baltimore. I appreciate it totally. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you want to weigh in real quick.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. During the break, my 12-year-old producer said to me, Dad, what he was saying was the lesser of two evils. And really, that's what it comes down to. If we don't want to... Here, let me say it this way. If you wanted to, America, Barack Hussein Obama would not have committed one crime. And it's not just Barack. You could have went back to the preceding administrations as well, to George W. Bush. You could have went over to the Clintons, Billy Bob, and then you could have went to George Bush Sr. It's when you began to fail to enforce the laws against those that are to represent we the people, is when they became emboldened to go ahead and do at will the things that they choose to do with. And that's why I continuously say they will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. I feel that we got off topic a little bit. I'm talking about controlled opposition. I'm from North Minneapolis. Tom, I know that you're a former cop. I was a kid from the hood. I understood how it worked. When there was one bad drug dealer that was being popped, not in every case, but in this particular case, in the point in which I'm trying to bring about, it only meant that there was a bigger drug dealer in power. But what was interesting to note is the controllers, the cops at the top, noticed all of what was going on concerning all of the drug dealers. So someone is over the top. In other words, what I want to say is if the controller was a just human being, and this is the people really is what it comes down to, and we agreed on that. But when the controller is just, guess what? There would be no drug dealers because they would be dropping the law and enforcing the law against all crime under judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, but they're not doing that. Now, going over to the controlled opposition, and what I'm talking about here is the fact that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are, with a doubt, both controlled opposition. And I'm just going to tell you this. This is my little prediction. You're going to see Donald Trump hand this over to Hillary Clinton. You're going to see him do it little by little. He's already done it the first shot. And that's what everybody was waiting for, to see what he was really about. They are lightening the crimes, and they are loosening the crimes of the Clinton administration, where they're talking about surface issues that most people in this country could care less about. They don't care that Bill was cheating with Monica. But friends, what I want to do is I want to lay the axe to the root of the tree and tell you that's not the issue. That was the front. That was the smoke screen that they wanted to put out there for you concerning the act of treason. And furthermore, that's why the articles of impeachment were brought forth, Article 2, Section 4, back in the 90s, because Billy Bob was selling American military secrets to the Chinese. Now his wife is doing it with the Russians concerning uranium ore. Why isn't, and as I said earlier, friends, why isn't Donald Trump calling out her for her real crimes? Because it's controlled opposition. Whenever the people need a hero, we will supply him. But keep in mind, they will not send someone that will oppose them or stop their forward progress. And that's exactly what's happening today. You have the modern conservatives talking about the infidelity of Bill Clinton and how Hillary was willing to defend him concerning adultery because of her own political aspirations. Well, that's not even the issue at all, friends. It goes way beyond that. But Donald's going right along just the same exact way that Mitt Romney went along concerning Fast and Furious, concerning the things that were going back in 2008. He stayed off the real substantive issues. He did not dare at any step of the way call him out for his crimes against we the people. Why? Because now you can see that Mitt Romney was a part of the team. He was a part of the establishment. He is a part of the propagandists. And it's interesting that back in 2008, only to prove my point further, Mitt Romney was playing the pro-lifer when in fact he was a complete, he was supporting Planned Parenthood. He was acting as if he was pro-Second Amendment when he was totally anti-Second Amendment. He was talking about how he was totally anti-homosexuality and sodomite marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Yet in his state, folks, look at how corrupt it is from the top to the bottom concerning sodomy. And furthermore, he did not dare go out against Barack Hussein Obama concerning Obamacare because, in fact, ask Jonathan Gruber, friends, he was the architect. Mitt Romney was the very architect of Obamacare in the first place. Folks, you had two peas in the same pod going forth, playing the game that they were in fact opposition when in fact they weren't. And in fact, friends, this is a fact. They were both being controlled. And it's called controlled opposition when in fact they're not against each other. They're both with one another and they're pushing the same agenda forward. That's what I'm talking about here. That's exactly what I'm talking about here. And furthermore, when you look at the fact that there's only six corporations worldwide that have not taken the time to look at any other candidates outside of the fact of the ones that they wanted to serve up to you, Hillary Clinton and guess who else? Donald Trump. They are the only two that they want you to see. That's what I'm telling you here. This was my point. I feel that we got off the point a little bit. But it is controlled opposition. And again, keep in mind, controlled opposition is when a deliberate attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to any existing power base or to obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. Hey, folks, did you just see recently? There's people that are actually getting kicked off the air for speaking out against Donald Trump. It's controlled opposition. There are people that are getting kicked off the air for calling out Hillary Clinton's real crimes. If you don't go along to get along concerning the state-controlled narrative, then guess what? We're going to deal with you too. Well, who is we are going to deal with you? Those that control the opposition. This isn't hard to figure out. Furthermore, let me take you another step forward. Wasn't it Adolf Hitler that said, how fortunate for those in power that people never think? Did you know that Adolf Hitler was betrayed to the people of Germany during his rise to power concerning the Third Reich? Oh, P.S., less than 3% of the population supported his criminal regime. They laughed at Adolf Hitler, just the same way that they laughed at Barack Hussein Obama, second term, but he's the one laughing, just like Adolf Hitler was the one laughing. Did you know that the people of Germany portrayed Adolf Hitler as, listen carefully, he said, how many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? That's how they portrayed Adolf Hitler. Now, going back to Albert Pike, he's the one that said, whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him with one. Did you not also know that they put up Adolf Hitler as a war hero? He served our military. What's going on today, friends? Not a war hero, but he served in our military. And I'm not going just that direction. I'm trying to brush a broad... I'm trying to bring a broad stroke with that brush across so you can look at every situation and weigh it out in the light of truth. That's what I'm going for here. So this isn't about attacking just one. I'm sick of all of them. But I'm trying to get you to understand what controlled opposition is. Again, keep in mind how they portrayed Adolf Hitler. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper? No longer was it Jesus Christ. Now it was Adolf Hitler. Their savior, they called Adolf Hitler. Isn't it interesting that Sean Hannity and Fox News anchors, these useful idiots over there, isn't it interesting how they keep calling Barack Hussein Obama the anointed one? They mean it, of course, to counter his corruption, which is good within itself. But the fact of the matter is they're identifying and discerning what his purpose is. And we know what John Calvin said, that when God means to destroy a nation, he appoints over them wicked rulers. And that's exactly what's going on. And if it's Hillary Clinton, which may be coming up next because the American people have failed to deal with her criminal regime, friends, read Isaiah 3 when you get a moment, because she will be a repressor. And if you think that you've seen things bad, you haven't seen anything yet, friends. Because the people that are protecting her against you, folks, are the ones that are controlling her. And what is the end length? What is the end game? Absolute control for a global agenda. And she is a part of the game along with George Bush Sr. And by the way, if you just go up the line and again understand the fruit of these people, all the way from George Bush Sr. to George Bush W. Bush to Jeb Bush to the Bush criminal family, folks, all the way to Prescott Bush, you'll see what I'm telling you is not untrue in any sense of the word. Every jot and every tittle in which I'm dropping on you right now, folks, is a fact. It's a fact. So what's happening today? See, history teaches the people that depart wickedly from God. That's the first thing they do, Psalm 119, 102. And then what they do is they submit to the dictator. Then the dictator causes wars within and abroad. The people are used up for a political agenda, literally your sons and daughters. Remember what Henry Kissinger, the pedophile, said of your sons and daughters that serve in the military, that they're dumb, stupid animals only to be used for what? Foreign policy. Millions die within and without, and the country is destroyed. This is the history of countries that depart from God. The dictator is then dealt with by the people who finally figure out that they've been lied to by the dictator wannabe. Then they return back to the God of Israel, in whom they should have not departed from in the first place. That is the history of mankind. So, just to show you that there are many more options outside of the ones that you have been inundated with, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, tomorrow I'm going to lay to your candor, friends, nominee after nominee, candidate after candidate that you have never heard about, because again, friends, the controlled opposition didn't want you to hear about them. But I want to let you know, friends, there are other options. And you still have time to right the wrongs. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.